In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning and welcome to our service of home worship from the churches of St. Margaret and St. Catoug on this, the fourth Sunday after Trinity. It is lovely to have you with us. Let us pray. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love, shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. As we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you give light to those who live in darkness. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour, who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia, to the triune majesty. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us your mercy, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal, that we finally lose not the things eternal. Grant this, Heavenly Father, for our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. And the Lord your God will make you abundantly prosperous in all your undertakings, in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your livestock, and in the fruit of your soil. For the Lord will again take delight in prospering you, just as he delighted in prospering your ancestors, when you obey the Lord your God by observing his commandments and decrees that are written in this book of the law. Because you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Surely this commandment that I am commanding you today is not too hard for you, nor is it too far away. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will go up to heaven for us and get it for us, so that we may hear it and observe it? Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will cross to the other side of the sea for us and get it for us, so that we may hear it and observe it? No, the word is very near to you. It is in your mouth and in your heart for you to observe. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response for Psalm 25. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul, O my God, in you I trust. Do not let me be put to shame. Do not let my enemies exult over me. Do not let those who wait for you be put to shame. Let them be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Be mindful of your mercy, O Lord, and of your steadfast love, for they have been from old. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he instructs sinners in the way. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. He leads the humble in what is right, and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his decrees. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. A reading from the letter of Paul to the Colossians. Paul, an apostle of Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers and sisters in Christ in Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father. In our prayers for you, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. You have heard of this hope before in the word of the truth, the gospel that has come to you. Just as it is bearing fruit and growing in the whole world, so it has been bearing fruit among yourselves from the day you heard it and truly comprehended the grace of God. This you learn from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, and he has made known to us your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard it, we have not ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, as you bear fruit in every good work and as you grow in the knowledge of God. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the gospel of Christ according to Saint Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Just then a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? What do you read there? He answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbour as yourself. And he said to him, you have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live. But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbour? Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while travelling, came near him. And when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, "Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend." Which of these three do you think was a neighbour to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In today's gospel, we hear the parable of the Good Samaritan. Jesus teaches us that for God's people, love is something that reverses the natural response of human nature, which extends even to the worst enemy. Things were not that much different in Jesus' day to the way they are today. The only difference was that the major divide was Jew against either Gentile or Samaritan. We learn that this parable is really about is the nature of love. The account begins with an expert in the law posing the question, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus, however, was not going to be caught out quite easily. Instead, in the manner of a good teacher, he turns the question back on to the questioner by asking, "What does the Bible say?" The lawyer quickly replies, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbour as yourself." The lawyer is probably a little surprised when Jesus applauds his answer and says that he's found the secret to eternal life. "Do this and you will live." Jesus' response comes from a pastoral response to see his life changed by saying, "Do this and you will live." This answer is not good enough for the lawyer. Neither does he want to be told how to live, nor does he want to look stupid in front of his peers. He understands the implication of Jesus' short statement to go and do it, and he seeks to justify himself by asking for further clarification of this simple commandment and asks, "Who is my neighbour?" Jesus has a simple answer to this question as he tells the story of a Jewish man going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, which was a notorious place for bandits to attack soul travellers, and that is exactly what happens. As the man was lying down, a priest saw him, and rather than help, walked past on the other side, as did the Levite, but the Samaritan helped him. The parable finishes with a question, "Which of these three do you think was a neighbour to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The answer is, "The one who showed him mercy." We know it is so easy to turn a blind eye to those who are in need, to overlook them, or find we are too busy to do anything about them. To rationalise, to think that as long as we don't hurt them, it is as good as loving them. Sometimes we tend to limit the way we love and think of our neighbour as restricted to a certain group. It might be geographical, perhaps religious or ethnic or cultural. We might decide that God helps those who help themselves, but that is a common excuse for not showing love to the socially disadvantaged. But Jesus' final point in this answer is the way he asks the question at the end. He subtly turns the question around from, "Who is my neighbour? Who am I to love?" to, "Who acted as a neighbour to the man in need?" It shows up the hypocrisy of those who want their love to be restricted to their own social or ethnic group. We must be a neighbour to those who need our love. The point of this parable is not to clarify who we are to love. It is to say, Stop trying to clarify or justify. Just be a neighbour to others, as being someone's neighbour implies loving them. And who are we neighbour to? Anyone who needs our care and mercy. That is, anyone we come across, irrespective of who they are. The prime example of this sort of love is that of God Himself, the sort of love that Jesus is talking about. The sort of neighbourliness He describes in this parable is a love which engages in both positive acts of care and acts of self-sacrifice, irrespective of our relationship to the one in need. It is a love that doesn't ask who, but asks how. God is only interested in seeing how we act as neighbour to those we come across in our daily life. Jesus' challenge to the lawyer is to go and do it, a challenge to his self-satisfaction and his self-reliance. Eternal life is won only by Jesus Christ, and we receive it only by grace, through faith in his saving work. But having received that grace, the challenge remains. Go and do likewise. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area. Refresh your Church with the power of the Holy Spirit, and open the hearts of all Christian people to proclaim the glory of your name. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for the victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of the Ukraine, Gaza and Israel, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. May the leaders of the nations be led by the Spirit of Peace in the governing of all people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May the fruits of the Spirit, love, peace, joy, kindness and gentleness, grow within each of us, that we might better care for one another and for our neighbours. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. The peace of the Lord be with you, and with all those whom you love, and also with you. Let us pray. Eternal God, comfort of the afflicted and healer of the broken, you have fed us at the table of life and hope. Teach us the ways of gentleness and peace, that all the world may acknowledge the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Before our blessing and final hymn, may I thank you for joining with us this week, and hope you will join with us once again next week, and hoping too that you have a blessed and peaceful week. The Lord be with you, and also with you. The peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, guard your hearts in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.